Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 10th of April. I'm your host, Paul White. We are so excited about this place in Galatians 4. I'm enjoying myself as we take a look at Paul's, this great letter to the churches at Galatia. We're going verse by verse. I like this little diversion Paul does in Galatians 4. And I might not be fair there to even call it a diversion. Paul has a purpose. Let me explain. Paul is telling the Galatian church how worried that he is due to the infiltrators, what the Greek calls the agitators. These agitators to Paul's gospel have infiltrated the Galatian church and are beginning to convince the Galatian people that they need to return to forms of the law in order to receive the blessings of the Spirit. This is what we learn in the early verses of the book of Galatians in regards to another gospel, and it's specifically what we learn in the early verses of chapter 3, where Paul says that they are, you know, can you receive the works of the Spirit by, can you receive the miracles by works of the flesh or by the hearing of faith? And of course, the answer is obvious, and that's the point Paul's trying to make, but someone is convincing them that through the works of the law, they can receive something. And unfortunately, the reason we have to continue to go over this is because in every pocket of the church, there is someone convincing someone that they must do something in order to receive something. And while that principle does apply to your day-to-day life, if you want to get paid, you better go get a job, it doesn't apply to your righteousness. And that's the danger, is they're so closely associated with one another, these principles of life. They're so closely associated to us and our day-to-day walk that we think that they apply to Christianity, and they don't. There's more to be said on that, and we work that in as we go in this study, because I do believe there is a level of personal responsibility that perhaps is not being preached in the message of grace, and I'm trying to do my part to sort of shift that conversation from time to time, particularly on the road lately, is to start to mesh what I see as the truth with the grace of God. And I think truth is that responsibility of being human. And the responsibility of being human is immense. We'll leave that there. Sort of whet your appetite for that. But Paul says in Galatians chapter 4, in talking about this fear that they would return, he wants to lay a foundation of who he is and how they came to know one another. And so he taught, and we covered this yesterday, I urge you to be, this verse 12, I urge you to become like me, for I became like you. You have not injured me at all. That last statement basically saying, I became what you needed and I'm okay. I want you to become something else and you'll be okay. There's a bit of a challenge here to Paul. And this is a good moment maybe to say something about personal responsibility. Paul is asking them to buck up and take some personal responsibility. A grace church? Yes. And so he says, there's a change that I want you to make. There's something I want you to consider. Now, but let's look at the backdrop, because that's where Paul takes us next. Verses 13 and 14. You know that because of physical infirmity, I preached the gospel to you at the first, and my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise or reject, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Paul indicates that he actually preached first at Galatia because of physical infirmity, and a lot of scholars have went different directions with this. The one that I think coalesces the best with this statement is in the early verses of Acts 16. Paul tries to penetrate into the Asian region of the Roman Empire with the gospel, but he's cut off. He's not allowed to go there. Doesn't really say why, except it does tell us that the Spirit began to limit some of his movements in the early verses of Acts 16. And one of the stops he makes, according to that text, you can go back and look at it, is Galatia. Well, if you take that statement from Acts 16 and then put it with Paul's commentary here in Galatians 4, you find that perhaps Paul got some sort of physical infirmity along the way and stopped at Galatia to heal. This opens a can of worms, I know, because Here we have these apostles who have miracle-working power. Why does Paul have to deal with this physical infirmity? Why can't he just be healed of it? And that's the million-dollar question. And I get asked that question almost at every stop. About every other Q&A, someone asks me about healing. And what are my thoughts on it? And my thoughts are, I do not discount the Holy Spirit's ability to provide the miraculous. But I also don't have any understanding at all why we don't all walk in perfect healing. And I don't subscribe to the idea that it's because we all have such imperfect faith. I think that is probably a message that is as condemning as anything you could say to someone. They're standing over their kid dying of cancer, and your theological answer to them is, well, you just don't believe enough. Well, you can't believe any more than when it's your own. And that hasn't always brought that child up off of that bed. And so that is, to me, a weak argument to tell people that it's because they don't believe. Especially when you see people standing in front of Jesus with almost tangible unbelief. Lord, help my unbelief. And Jesus' help for your unbelief is only believe. He doesn't even deal with that unbelief. Just only believe. And there's a guy that doesn't know anything and still receives everything. So I don't accept that it's because you don't believe. I accept that there are a lot of things outside of my understanding. I accept that there are things I don't know. That there's a chaos that is a brew in the world and sometimes in my own world that I don't always know how to overcome, but I know who is in the boat with me. And so rather than trying to create a theological world where there is no chaos, I think it is more intelligent, more responsible, and more truthful. There's your natural spiritual balance to grace. To learn how to face that chaos and ride it out or overcome it. Realizing that the darkness that is in the world definitely helps me to appreciate the light. So I don't know why Paul doesn't get healed. Paul doesn't explain it. Paul doesn't act mad about it. Paul doesn't act shocked, and he doesn't act embittered. But he's there in verse 13, preaching the gospel. 14, my trial which was in my flesh you did not despise or reject, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. So whatever was going on was in his flesh. It was a literal infirmity, and Galatia received him in spite of that infirmity. That endears the Galatian church to the Apostle Paul. And he's appealing to that endearment in this moment of what he considers great crisis. I didn't intend to spend this many days on this. We're getting into some good stuff, but we'll continue and try to wrap this thought up tomorrow on the podcast. See you then. God bless.